Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Oh, here's the phone number for the Steubenville office for Health Markets Insurance Agency. 740-275-4922. That's 740-275-4922. If you know anybody east of Higher Regional Hospital who needs health insurance, or anyone who needs health insurance, but especially these poor people at the hospital. Oh, my God, but they're going through. Jeez Louise. All right, so there's that. I want to talk with you about this Sean Fluharty and about this transgender bill. Can you imagine being the only politician in the Upper Ohio Valley who is so enamored with the transgender agenda that you vote against the Riley Gaines bill? How sick do you have to be to oppose the Riley Gaines bill? He's the only politician here in the Upper Ohio Valley who did it. Only nine in Charleston in the House of Delegates in West Virginia. All Democrats, of course. It's just, the sickness is unbelievable. Before we get to that, I'd mentioned something about Syria, and you might be thinking to yourself, Syria, from Sean Fluharty, the WVU flu, to Syria? What does Syria have to do with the Upper Ohio Valley, Dimitri? What? And yeah, we will get to the whole Vicki Lawrence fiasco as well later on. There are a lot of people here in the Upper Ohio Valley who are Christians. Their faith is their most important thing. They're proud of their faith. They will die for their faith. I absolutely believe this. They will die for their faith. Christianity is a very big deal here in the Upper Ohio Valley. I understand that. I respect that. I get it. That's why I'm talking about Syria. Syria, my sources tell me, is a country somewhere east of Long Island.
There's no one named east of Long Island.
Stop it, Siri! Jesus! If I don't... Okay, you need to understand what just happened here. Our state-of-the-art equipment here at this incredible radio station includes a podcaster board and my iPhone. So I have the audio that I play for you. I just do it at home. I'm just on the couch all the time doing everything. My wife thinks I'm insane. It's like, well, this is what I got to do. So I have all the audio clips in my iPhone. And I play them for you. And that's why sometimes they don't sound very good, because that's all I have to work with here. And so I have the Bluetooth thing volume right where it's supposed to be. So my iPhone is, quote, on, because that's where the audio comes from. But the sound, the different audio clips like Trump, which I'm going to play for you in a few seconds here. But I also have Siri, who is at my beck and call. And every once in a while, as I'm talking, if I say anything that sounds like S-I-R-I, she responds. And she thinks I'm talking to her. And I had this thing potted up because I want to play the Trump audio for you, because it's really important. And here she starts chiming. She doesn't know any better. That's what you just heard. It's just, oh my God. What has happened in my career? Anyway. So back to Syria. All right, she didn't respond that time. That country in the Middle East. When you look at all the Arab nations in the Middle East, none of them are run by decent people. They're all horrible human beings. Absolutely horrible human beings. Some are worse than others, though. I don't care if it's Turkey, which, yes, I know is a NATO nation, and I know part of it is in Europe. Oh, by the way, a trivia question. Did you know the biggest city in Europe is a Muslim city? Did you know that? I didn't know that. Most of Turkey is in Asia Minor, but part of it across the Black Sea, or whatever that body of water is actually in Europe. And the biggest city in Turkey is Constantinople. They've changed the name to Istanbul, but it's actually Constantinople. We all know that. And it's full of Muslims because it's Turkey. Turkey is a Muslim nation. That's the biggest city population-wise in Europe. The biggest city in Europe is actually a Muslim city. Constantinople, what some people refer to as Istanbul. I still prefer Byzantium, but that's just me. Like it old school. All right, fine. So there's that. Anyway, so Syria. Focus. This is why it's important, because you care about Christianity. All the dictators, all the leaders in the Arab nations in the Middle East are all horrible people. They're dictators, they're monarchs, they're military people. They're all horrible people. But some are more horrible than others. The former head of Syria was this guy, Assad, who was the son of another Assad, who was the head of Syria. Dictators, all horrible people. But Assad, who was a horrible person, an optometrist, by the way, he was also an optometrist, protected the Christians in Syria. The way Saddam Hussein, that's it, listen to this now, the way Saddam Hussein protected the Christians in Iraq, the Chaldeans. Saddam Hussein, very bad man, poisonous gas, everything, but he protected the Christians in Iraq. Assad protected the Christians in Syria. Oh, another example of a horrible dictator, Gaddafi in Libya. Hillary Clinton was proud to have organized the CIA to overthrow Gaddafi. She brags about it. Well, now what's in charge in Libya? Nothing. It's this utter madness. They actually have slave markets in Libya today. Today. So there are different degrees of horrible leaders throughout the Arab world. They're all horrible people, but they're different degrees of horrible. Assad defended the poor Christians in Syria, many of them Christian Orthodox, Syrian Orthodox. Lebanon has Christians. Iraq had Christians. And these horrible dictators at least protected them. The globalists wanted to overthrow Assad, who was the strong man in Syria, the guy who protected the Christians. And so they organized, and with the CIA, I'm sure, behind it, organized a overthrow, and they supported hardcore Muslim extremists, deeply religious, like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And now that they're in charge, guess what these hateful Muslims, Assad was not a religious leader. He was a dictator, but not a religious leader. Saddam Hussein was not a religious leader. He was a dictator, but he was a military guy, but not a religious guy. Those dictators, not religious guys, but dictators who were horrible people, at least protected the Christians. What's going on now in Syria is a butchery of Christianity. What's left of the Christians in Syria, they're being butchered by these Muslim fanatics who have taken over the government that we supported, by the way. We supported this overthrow. Our deep state supported this. The globalists supported this. Not a word about this in the national media. This morning I was checking the different news, the network news, getting ready for this show. I watched CBS, I watched NBC. Both have made references to slaughtering of people in Syria, not to mention that any of them were Christians. Get it? Back in 2015, when Trump was just starting to run for the Republican Party nomination, he was interviewed on CNN. And he was asked about Syria and Assad. And by the way, Tulsi Gabbard was right about Assad as well. All these people who hate Tulsi Gabbard, who are on the far left, they said, oh, well, she's a Russian agent because Russia likes Assad in Syria and this, that, and the other. Okay, one sidebar here. The only reason that Russia liked Syria, that Putin got along with Assad is they each had a mutual need. Syria is the only deep water port in the Mediterranean that'll have the Russian fleet, what there is of the Russian fleet. Well, now they don't have that. Assad ran off. I think he's in Russia now. But that's the connection between Russia and Syria, because Syria had this deep water port that the Russian ships could use in the Mediterranean. It's the only one. So that's the big deal with Russia and Syria. Anyway, back in 2015, CNN was trying to trip up Donald Trump. Well, why do you support this guy in Syria, this Assad? You know, he's a dictator. He's a terrible person. Then they're all terrible people. Trump's answer back in 2015 was really interesting. And again, the only reason I'm playing this for you before we get to Sean Fluharty and his fascination, his obsession with the transgender movement here and voting against the Riley Gaines Act, the only reason I'm playing this for you first is because I know that so many of my listeners are devout Christians. And the slaughter going on of Christians right now in Syria is unbelievable, and the network news doesn't give a damn. Does not give a damn at all. But that's what's happening. That's why it's happening. Because the deep state, the globalists, the CIA, they all overthrew Assad, who was a terrible person. But at least he protected the Christians. Saddam Hussein protected the Chaldeans, the Christians in Iraq. You see what's happening here? All right, here's Trump, 2015, talking CNN about what we're talking about right now.
I've watched Assad, and I've watched a little bit on the other side. The problem is the other side of Assad, we have no idea who they are. They probably are ISIS. I'm saying, are we better off with Assad? We have no idea who these people are. We give them weapons, we give them ammunition, we give them everything. Mm-hmm. Aaron, we have no idea who, I mean, maybe it's worse than Assad. So what are we doing? Why are we involved? We have to get rid of ISIS, very importantly. But I look at Assad, and Assad to me looks better than the other side. And you know, this has happened before. We back a certain side, and that side turns out to be a total catastrophe. Russia likes Assad seemingly a lot. Let them worry about ISIS. Let them fight it out.
Donald Trump, right again, 2015. By the way, Dr. Ron Paul was right about all of this stuff for the last 50 years. He was saying the same thing for the last 50 years. But Trump, to his credit, back in 2015, was raising the very issue that I've raised right here, right now. As bad as these guys are, the next guy could be a lot worse. So why are you trying to overthrow these guys? Do you think Iraq is better off now without Saddam Hussein than it was when he was in charge? It's actually worse now. The Iranians are taking over, the Shia are taking over, and forget about the Christians, you know, in Iraq. It's worse. Gaddafi being overthrown by our own government. Hillary brags about this monstrous, monstrous woman. There's a special place in hell for Hillary Clinton. There really is. Now there's no one in charge in Libya, and they have slave markets. You can actually buy a slave if you go to Libya. You can actually go, but today you could go there and you could actually buy a slave. It's absolutely insane. But the Christians being slaughtered in Syria, and all you hear from the network news, they don't give a damn. In fact, they secretly might like it. Who the hell knows with these people? It's just beyond sick. Speaking of beyond sick, this Sean Fluharty, this story here written by Steve Adams. It's the Riley Gaines Act, and essentially for West Virginia, and essentially it's, by the way, did you see Riley Gaines at the big speech that Trump gave before the joint session? Oh my God, did she look great. She's blonde, she's a swimmer, was a swimmer, and she lost out to a transgender dude who pretended to be a woman. Anyway, so Riley Gaines is now this activist and doing great. Anyway, she looked terrific. She was wearing this black dress, and part of it was very lacy, and oh my God, it was just, she looked great. Anyway, the Riley Gaines Act. Anyone who cares anything about human decency would be in favor of this. Keep grown men who pretend they're women, keep them out of little girls' locker rooms. Because when they go in little girls' locker rooms, you know what they do? They change. they change their clothes, which means they have to take off their clothes in front of these little girls. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Well, Sean Fluharty had no problem with that. The only politician here in the Upper Ohio Valley who just seems to be so enamored with the transgender agenda. And in fact, he called voters who opposed that, who like the Riley Gaines bill, he called them base. I've got it right here. I'll read that to you. That's coming up. Stay tuned.